Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From WIP... the great night guy, Joe Giglio. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Angelo.
All right, Joe, I got a lot of ground to cover with you today, so let me just start with this. Describe how you feel right now about the current state of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, it's like a knot in your stomach that won't go away. It's because you realize nothing's going to change here. That's probably the worst part. You know, teams have bad games. Players have bad games. But the idea that this is going to magically fix itself overnight or when they play Seattle next Monday night, I just don't believe it anymore. I mean, I bought that for a while. Like, they were going to get it fixed. It would be better. It can't be this worse. But I've lost that feeling. I don't think they're going to be able to fix this situation with this quarterback right now.
All right. But it even goes beyond that. What the coach is saying right now, Joe, is no changes. Peter's still there. Jeffrey's still there. Wentz still there. Status quo. Does that make sense to you?
It doesn't make any sense. And I don't think Doug Peterson is a crazy person. So then it leads me to this, that Doug Peterson probably doesn't have the authority to do these things, or at least some of them, maybe the biggest one. I heard you saying it with the idea of maybe he can't even pull Carson Wentz. And so I go back to last January when Mike Groh, you know, Doug Peterson, after the season, got up and defended his offensive coordinator, said he was proud of him, what he did at the end of the season, he'd be back. And then a couple days later, maybe the day later, he was fired. And I know he came on your show a couple days later and said it was his decision. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. And it makes me believe that even if Doug thought Carson wasn't the best guy for the job right now, I don't think he could do it without the whole organization turning that key with him.
All right. So do you think they should bench Wentz?
Yes, I do. I think Jalen Hurts needs to play. I think Carson Wentz needs to sit one just to see the field, maybe from a different perspective. And then I also think the Eagles need to see what the problem is, right? If Jalen Hurts comes in and the offense moves, I think we have a pretty easy variable that has changed and something has changed and it's for the better. And if the offense still is terrible, then maybe Hurts isn't ready and this is just a systemic problem with this thing being broken. But none of us really know right now. We're just guessing, and I think the Eagles are guessing too.
All right. Nobody is closer to Wentz than Peterson. They both also play the quarterback position. If Peterson decides he's got to sit him, you think he can do it?
I don't think he could do it on his own. No, I wish he could, because you would think a head coach that's won a Super Bowl would have the authority to decide playing time, especially on game day or to prep for a week in a particular game. I don't think so. I think he needs the authority of Howie Roseman and probably Jeff Lurie. Manangelo, they owe Carson Wentz a ridiculous amount of money after the season, and if they start this process, well, it's going to end up as a sunk cost. It already might, but it's going to end up as a sunk cost, and it's a matter of when the Eagles are ready to accept that. I don't think they're ready to accept that in, you know, November 2020.
All right. Let me move to some of the other people that are not losing their jobs. You did witness the horrendous play of Jason Peters on Sunday. The coach said yesterday Peters is his starting left tackle. Why?
Because they paid him more money? I don't know. I mean, it does – when Mailata – started to play, I think we all got a little bit excited, like, oh wow, maybe they found something there, because obviously Andre Dillard, you know, has been hurt and not shown us anything, so maybe they found the next guy and we don't have to do this year in year out thing of, well, I guess we're going to bring back Jason Peters, and he played well, And then Peters got healthy, and they won't put him back in the game. And what really is troubling about this is they originally signed Peters to play guard. Mailata has shown the ability to play. The guard situation is still a mess, even with Seumalo back. I mean, why can't Peters be at right guard? You still play him, and then you have Mailata at left tackle. I feel like they're not putting their best five out there, and I don't know why.
I don't either. I can't answer that, nor can I answer the next one. Alshon Jeffrey. We see him. He's nowhere near the player he was. He doesn't even look like he belongs on any NFL roster. Why is he here?
I don't know why they brought him into the season, let alone here. And they've been giving him a roster spot. They didn't even put him on the IR for all those weeks he was hurt. I mean, they played one man down for about 6 or 7 weeks just so they could bring him back. I mean, think about that for a second. Like, you do that for players that you know will have special impact. They did it for this guy. Like, everything about Alshon and this situation for a year now, it doesn't make any sense at all.
All right, Joe, do you agree with our voters today that the number one man most responsible for this mess is GM Howie Roseman?
I don't. I believe the answer to that question is Carson Wentz. And I don't think Howie's done a great job, and I think there's a lot of issues here. But I will just go to this. If the Eagles were getting average quarterback play this season, I believe they have 5 or 6 wins.
Yeah.
And we would still be complaining about different things, and there'd still be long-term worry here. But they would have beaten Washington Week 1. They would have beaten the Bengals in the overtime game, and they certainly, an average quarterback, wins that game Sunday when the defense only allowed 13 points. So I think there's a lot of issues, but when the quarterback's playing this bad, I mean, he's dragging the team down all by himself.
All right, but let me rephrase it. Howie Roseman is a major topic right now for the heart. We're going to see DK Metcalf Monday night, and we're going to know how dumb Howie was when he took Whiteside, right, Joe? That is going to look bad for Howie, isn't it?
Yeah, Howie's going to be riots, I would think, on Monday or on Tuesday morning, because doesn't this feel like a game where Metcalf just goes for 150 and 2 touchdowns?
Against Jalen Mills, that's the first half, those numbers you just gave. Those are the first half numbers. Joe, so here's what I want to know. Doug Peterson, every day, you can see how tired he is of this, keeps having to answer all the questions for the organization. Could Howie step forward? The last time he spoke was September 5th. Could Howie Roseman take a little of the pressure off and do his job and talk to the fans?
You know what? It would be nice. I'm sure Doug would appreciate it. I'm not sure if he'd make anything better. I mean, Angelo, one of the times we've heard from Howie recently was when he came out and he did a media tour, including with you, after they drafted Jalen Hurts and tried to convince everyone for a week that this wasn't a big deal. And no one would create a quarterback controversy because they have Carson Wentz, who used to be an MVP candidate. So every time he talks, he tries to make things better. I'm not sure if he would, but, yeah, if I was Doug, I'd probably appreciate that now.
No, I just want somebody new to rip. All right, Joe, once in a while you go, wow, this guy's taking all these hits. Let me take a couple of them for him. I didn't do this guy any favors. At least
no, he hung
show
him out
some.
Dry. No, you're right. He didn't do many favors. He hung him out to dry. I mean, Doug Peterson is good. If this season goes really bad,
right,
the one that's going to be the scapegoat here is Doug, because he's the easiest to move off of.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm reading it the same way you are, Joe. So you're saying if anybody's in danger here, it's Doug at the end of this year.
Yeah, because it's the easiest. I mean,
right.
Carson Wentz might eventually lose his job, but the money they owe him, unless Jeff Lurie is willing to write a check that we've never seen any owner write to get rid of a player, he's probably going to be here next year. So, yeah, Doug's the one that's in probably the most, you know, quickest danger of losing his job, you know, for real.
Joe, my next question involves speculation, but you understand the way these things work. I just want your take on this. Do you think Jeff Lurie is aware of how Howie Roseman whiffed on DK Metcalf and Justin Jefferson? Do you think Lurie knows
this? He will on Monday.
Right. Do you think he knows it?
He knows it, yeah. I mean, I do. I think he probably is the type of owner that doesn't take one decision and make it the one he thinks about. Like, we take one decision and we talk about it and think about it. But, yeah, he has to be aware. Because
all right. So why isn't Howie in trouble?
Because he loves that guy. I mean,
all that. He loved Joe Banner, too, and Joe Banner's gone.
Yeah,
he
I know.
Wasn't
but
exactly
he brought Howie Roseman back. He didn't bring Joe Banner
back.
He
win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Right.
He'd bring Joe Banner back. Oh, God, no. Keep Howie, then. Joe, I don't want that. But to me, if he got rid of his lifelong friend, they built the Eagles together, and he got rid of Banner, he can't get rid of Howie?
He can, but I don't know. Like, I'd love to hear from him, and I know we will, you know, at some point. I don't know if the Eagles or he are as angry about this as we are.
Yeah.
I mean, this is their first bad year. And I also think, you know, you go back to what Howie said at the Combine about thinking about the next Super Bowl window. I just wonder how much they thought this was coming, or they knew this was coming. They kind of planned for it. Now, it might be worse than they thought, but I wouldn't be shocked if internally they thought they were only going to win 7 games this year. And this is kind of what it looks like, although it might turn out to be worse. I don't know. I don't know if he's as upset as we are today.
All right, Joe, I only have one more question, and it's dangerous for you. I'm warning you now. If you dismiss this and then it happens before your show tonight, you're going to look dumb, all right? Liv Alice Simmons has tweeted out, can't wait for trade news on Tuesday. There is widespread speculation she knows of a trade that Ben Simmons will be involved in today. Any credibility to you at all?
I mean, she's his sister, sure, right? Like, if she hears something and he's saying something,
yep.
I will pay attention. I'll keep refreshing the page. I'll keep looking. And if it ends up with James Harden here and Ben Simmons in Houston, I'll be very happy.
Well, there you have it. Joe Giglio has not painted himself into a corner. That's good work, Joe. Nice work, as always. Joe Giglio, 6 o'clock tonight. Thanks, Joe.
Anytime, Angela.
All right, there you have it. He and Elliot Shore Parks, both of WIP, have been very consistent in their distaste for Carson Wentz.
Yeah, who
this
drafted
is a
him?
Very enjoyable season for both of them.
Who drafted Wentz?
Who drafted
Howie
Wentz?
Did.
Howie
did.
Howie did that, right?
But see, Howie knows how Jeff feels. And if Jeff loves Wentz, which I'm sure he does, Wentz is a very nice guy. There's a lot to say good about.
Yep.
But Wentz is not the player he was.
No, he's not.
And there's no indication he ever will be again.
Right.
Right? You have to make a decision at some point if you ever think you'll see the player from 2017.
Where's the point? But see, the point, the thing that he said that really people dismiss, and I was too,
right.
You're in a pandemic year. Mm-hmm. Your team's always made the playoffs. Do you write off a year and say this was a, what do you call it?
Are you writing it off?
Do you consider this an aberration year?
No. You want to know why? There's a real simple reason. Offenses across the NFL are scoring in historic numbers.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Why is everybody else able to do it?
Because this is your aberration.
Because they drafted receivers.
Unless I thought there was a medical reason for this.
If you're the owner,
right,
and you've had a team that won a Super Bowl, then made the playoffs, God knows, I know Ray Dinger's going to flip, but if they ever made the playoffs again, can you say, and plus, I know people are tired of the pandemic, but if you ever had to have an aberration year, could you not as an owner say, throw this one away? Like, right. What's his name says, McPhail.
Is that what you're saying? Say ignore it.
I'm saying, do you think there's anything to, like Joe
no.
just mentioned,
no.
I'd never thought of that before, that you can just say, well, this was our aberration year.
No. I say no.
I agree.
Andy the troll, I'm sure, says no because he's a troll. Hi, Andy.
Yo, come on. Al, it ain't no damn mulligan years. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just saying, but as an owner, could you look at it and say, these guys have given me a Super Bowl. They give me playoffs. This is a year nobody was in the stands. If there ever was a year as an owner, you wouldn't say everybody's being called on the carpet. This Giglio brought it up. I never thought of it.
I don't think when your roster's trending in the wrong direction and your team's getting older by the minute and you're just losing games, I don't think you can look at it like that.
You've always been Howie. You think Howie's the most at fault, right, Andy?
Oh, my God. Howie is horrible. But let's look at Doug quickly before we get to Howie. You know, I kind of got on Mike Lombardi for saying Doug was probably the worst NFL hire ever. But you look at where Doug's at now without his support system, coaches of any sport, you're supposed to exude confidence, accountability, leadership, organized, adaptability, motivation. Is Doug showing any of that?
No.
When he comes on your show, when he does the press conferences with the media, he just comes off as lost. And you don't think that comes across with his team?
Yeah, that's a great point. I noticed that,
head coach. You're supposed to be up there taking shots from all the media and still coming off credible and confident. He just seems lost, man.
No, Andy, look, we talk to him every week. Jonesy, you're here almost every time.
Yeah.
There has never been, at the end of an interview, we said to one another, Doug's got this. We're good.
Yeah.
He doesn't. You don't get that feeling. You feel like he is lost. I'm with you 100% on that, Andy.
Al's more excited than Doug's press conferences. I mean, geez, Andy Reid's were more excited than Doug's press. At least Andy Reid, although he didn't give you much, he just, it was the same, but you never felt like he didn't have a grasp of his team. He didn't have things under control. Doug don't have, the players are running things. I don't know, man. I'm more concerned with Doug. I mean, we know Howie. We know Howie's over his head. Does that dork think, you think he knows what he's doing when he drafts players? I mean, you look at Metcalf and Jefferson. Okay, those are the obvious. What about all the 10 other receivers that they whiffed on? The A.J. Browns, the Terry McLaurin, the Darius Slayton. I mean, the T. Higgins. You can just go on and on.
Yes.
With the guys you whiffed. Could you imagine if we had D.K. Metcalf and Justin Jefferson right now? Because we could have.
No, I can't. But, Andy, listen, I got a personal thing I got to get in here, and I'm right up against the break. Lamont, the Cowboy fan, came on this show on Friday and ripped you to shreds. And he said that you're a phony and a fraud and a loser. And I said, if I ever could, I would like to have you on the line with Lamont because I think you would smoke him. If Lamont does call in again, Andy, are you willing to come on with him and debate him directly?
Oh, without a doubt. That fraud's lucky that I was in work because I heard about that. A couple of my boys told me about that.
Right.
Damn fraud Lamont. You know when he was relevant with the damn Cowboys when we were all watching VHS tapes? The damn cow. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Bring him on. I'll tear his ass up.
All right, Andy, as soon as we know that he's there, monitor this. All right, I know you go to work at 8, but, Andy, if you can, I would love to see you and Lamont go at it.
I make an exception for that, brother.
Right. I love it. Thank you, Andy. And, Andy, do you have a quarterback worse than Wentz?
A quarterback worse than Wentz? What about Sam Bradford?
Bradford.
Al loved sleeves.
Sam Bradford is on our list. Stay right there. Andy,
how much money did that make?
Pay attention, Andy. I may need your back. Al. Lamont, I notice, has been conspicuous by his absence.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he wants to go against Andy. I got Andy in that fight.
Me too.
Lamont is slow-minded and foolish.
He's a Cowboys fan.
Thank you. That's... Really,
I just wanted to clarify.
No, if you looked up in the dictionary,
Dumbbell?
Cowboys fan, it would come out what I just said.
Who the hell's got a dictionary anymore?
I do, Al.
I still enjoy
it. My mom gave it to me when I was 12. My sister and I thought it was a stereo because it was heavy.
At least the words are all in order.
All right, yeah, that had to be a real sad moment.
It was. It was quite a sad moment.
Stereo is a dictionary. 215-592-0610. When we come back, Al. I am calling out Howie, and we are going to find out, Al, what Donald Trump thinks of the current state of the Eagles, because he has a different spin than we do, and it's charming. It's coming up. WIP Sports Time, 718.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.